Warning, this podcast is intended for a mature audience. Viewer discretion is advised.
My name is Bosco, and I play Banambe, the gorilla barbarian, who wishes to travel the world, get a little bit stronger, get a little more experienced, and come back and become the silverback for his village.
Hi, my name is Jaden, and I play Kit, the Verdan warlock, who just wants to be friends with everyone.
And hi, my name is Champ Rockwell, and I play Banny, the Callia monkey rogue. Banny loves to stab things and absolutely hates sand.
And my name is Matthew, also known as Zanefold, and I will be your host and dungeon master.
What part of town is this house in? We're in a big city, right? So is this like in a...
So it's like the outskirts, so it's like nothing really nearby it, but if you were to travel maybe 10 minutes down the road, you would then enter the city. So like it has like a nice forest, you know, surrounding. Given the fact that it's a manor, it's kind of designed to give that serene feel to it while still being just close enough to the city where it wouldn't take you long to get to it.
Okay, and then you're saying there's three figures on the ground?
Yeah, lying motionless and broken. And by broken, I want to be clear, it looks like his bones have, you know, been snapped and twisted and bent.
They're like hurt, like possibly dead.
They don't move.
People.
They could be dead. You don't know.
Okay, the violence, right? Not like just things on the ground.
They don't make noise.
Banami's definitely going to drop the bot and then probably rage and charge at this guy.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wait, is he's dressed careful. Well, correctly?
Yes, he's dressed quite well.
Ooh, are you the new cook?
He stops for a moment and he clears his throat. And when he turns around, he straightens up his shirt and he puts his hands behind his back and he goes, "May I ask who you are, ma'am?"
Kit is Kit.
Banambe,
he does an insight check, and he goes from a ready to deal with a dangerous situation and kind of quickly looks over at Kit, and he kind of cracks a slight smile and then kind of looks over at Banambe. What were you gonna say?
Banambe's gonna yell out for Laurel. Like, Laurel, are you in there? Are you okay?
You see the gentleman kind of looking at you, very concerned. But you don't know why, and he kind of looks at you and goes, "What are you doing? She is sleeping. Why would you tell her to look out here when there are bodies all over the place?"
Well, if you've seen inside her brain, you know there's plenty going on. Don't worry about her seeing bodies. So...
At this point, you notice one of the windows from the second story opens up, and she goes, "Hi!
Hi, Laurel!"
Are
she
you
gets
okay?
all excited. She's like, "Yeah, I was just sleeping. What took you guys so long?"
Just point at the robot.
She goes, "Is that a toy?"
Maybe. Pointy, though.
She goes, "Ooh. Okay, I'll be right down." And she slams the window closed.
I look at this guy in the doorway. It's like, "So what is your name?"
He bows, and he goes, "My name is Benito. I am the house butler, sir." He goes, he kind of looks at you and catches himself. He goes, "Do you have a coat? Or something that I could take for you?"
Coat?
He goes, "Never mind, sir." He goes to look at Kit and Banny. He goes, "May I?" He looks at these. "Do you not have coats either?"
Kit actually is wearing a coat. She's got nice clothes over her chainmail.
He goes, "Ah." He goes, "May I take your coat, ma'am?"
Ooh. Yeah. She's like super excited about this, too.
As he goes to take his coat, you notice he's got blood on his sleeves.
That kid doesn't care.
Yeah, he goes, "Very good, ma'am. The breakfast should be prepared within a few hours."
What's with all of this? Pointing at the bodies on the ground.
He goes, "We may discuss this at a more appropriate time, sir. Perhaps we shall go inside and I can dispose of these corpses."
All right.
Did you hit them with the Eldritch Blast? That's what Kit does.
He goes, "No, ma'am, I did not."
Oh, you don't have to call Kit, ma'am. You can just call Kit.
He's very well. Now, does Banny have a coat or anything like that?
Yeah, Banny has a cloak with the hood, but he does not need anyone to touch it.
So when he goes to offer to take it, what would you say your character would do?
I'd say, no, I'm good, thank you. Nice to meet you, Benito. And I'd like to size him up as far as how powerful he looks compared to us.
All right, do an insight check.
If I could take him, or how many people he could take. I'm assuming he is a much higher level. And you say insight.
Mm-hmm.
And I roll a 3. Mm-hmm.
You feel like you could take him.
Great.
And you're going to be left with that information.
Yep.
That seems to be a trend with you.
I know, right?
It's working out so far.
Second time right now. So you guys, as you guys make your way in, you notice Laurelie tries to come out the door, and you notice that Benito kind of stops and goes, I will be right in if you will please give me a moment. And she's like, okay. Doesn't really think anything of it, and she kind of takes you guys in. Also, everybody do a wisdom check. It's going to try really hard to get like that nat 20.
I get advantage on that, bro.
I know. You got to get that nat 20, though.
Still rolled a 12.
Aname rolled a 5.
Chances of the nat 20 are definitely high, eventually.
What did Benny get?
Benny rolled a 14 wisdom check.
So you all failed, and you all feel the same tightness in your chest and the sharp pain in your head just for a split second, and then it dissipates. With that being said, you guys make your way in, and you do notice that the door has been repaired. It is no longer appears to be falling off the hinges. So, with that being said, you make your way in, and you hear Benito, he goes, may I suggest that everybody get some rest and we can discuss things in the morning?
I guess that's fine. Sure.
It is very sleepy time, but also, is it food time yet?
He goes, if you would like, I could prepare a snack for you, but the breakfast will be served in approximately at least 3 hours.
Sleepier food. Sleepier.
3 hours. I'll take a snack right now, and then I'm going to knock out and go to sleep.
He goes, very good. We have muffins left over from yesterday's breakfast.
You have muffins from today?
They have not arrived yet, sir.
All right, muffins from yesterday it is.
Very good, sir. He looks over at Kit.
Kit likes muffins.
Okay. He goes, very well. And he comes back, and he has 3 muffins. He goes, this one is chocolate. And he looks over at Kit.
She makes grabby hands.
He gives that one to Kit. And he looks at Banny, and he's going to roll inside again. Hi. Very recovered. He's like, I assumed you want the banana nut one.
I see. One of those people, huh? Prejudging. Yeah, I'll take it.
Master Lang said that that was the last what you got last time.
Just because I'm a monkey, I like banana muffins. I see. It's fine. I'll take it.
He goes, that is inappropriate, sir. And I appreciate it if you do not talk like that in front of the child.
You started it. Here, give me the muffin.
He has a shit-ass grin on his face, too, when he says that. And he hands you the muffin.
And then I'm going to take the muffin. And then I'm going to eat it and then go to sleep. I don't sleep in the house, so I'm going to go out.
I was going to say, so where would you be going?
Yeah, and I want to make it clear that I don't make Bebe sleep outside either. So I would probably hand Bebe to whoever wants to hold Bebe, whether it's Kit or Banambi.
But as Bebe, you go to pull him out, you notice Benito, he kind of looks at you and goes, I've heard of him. Would you like me to take care of him for you?
No. Want Kit or Banambi to watch him. That's it.
It's like, I understand, sir. He goes, as you take solace outside.
Mm-hmm. Who wants Bebe?
Kit will take Bebe.
Done.
So he go ahead and gives you the muffin. He goes and gets Kit the muffin. I think Banambi already went to bed.
Oh, yeah. Banambi's exhausted.
Okay. So at this point, everybody eventually makes their way back to bed. Is there anything you wanted to do before you go to sleep?
No, just eat the muffin.
Okay. At this point, Laurelie is back in bed, as well as everybody else. Banny, before you start to fall asleep, you notice that Benito makes his way out with a pillow and blanket and hands them to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Benito.
He goes, sir, going forward, shall I prepare make a tent for you to stay in, or would you prefer to be out in the open?
Yeah, you know what? A tent would be awesome if you could do that. I would appreciate that.
He was very good, sir. He was, however, I would like to point out that there is a building next door here, and it has all walls attached, as well as a ceiling and roof, depending on which floor you're on, sir.
Yes. You know, Benito, there's much we have to learn about each other, and I think in time we will understand each other much better.
He was very good, sir. And he makes his way back inside. So what would Banny be thinking about him right now?
Banny is happy, actually, because it looks like he will be a butler and will give food and do things for
him.
He's
a little worried at first. He's probably like, what the fuck is this guy going to be doing?
So it looks like he's going to be like a legit butler. So he's happy. But he is definitely not satisfied with the deal that we made with Lang. I think he thinks he can get more out of it. But that's how Banny's like, this is a good start.
Gotcha. So at this point, everyone's going back to sleep. Everybody make a wisdom save. Now, I want to point out, if anybody gets a check lower than 7, let me know.
18.
Ooh, Banami got a 10.
And Banny continues the rolling and gets a 3.
All right. Oh, this is exciting.
Sorry. See you outside.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm excited. He's like, shit. Okay, you're going to give me 1 second, guys, to prepare this.
Great.
Right, everything's good.
I'm ready.
I don't think you are. So, Banny, you wake up to the sound of seagulls, and you notice you feel a seagull standing on your back and sort of pecking at your head.
How hard? How much pecking?
Enough to make you want to open your eyes to get him to stop.
Okay, I do that.
And you do that, you notice that you're sitting on a beach, and you notice that you have chains on your hands and your feet.
Oh, God.
And you recognize this place. This was a previous home of yours, as well as many of your, I don't know if you could call them friends.
This is almost like a memory of mine, right?
You could easily say this is a memory of yours.
Right.
You know that another person would refer to them as test subjects.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what else? So there's a deal pecking on me and I'm in shackles?
Yep, and you notice that the shackles are attached to a post that is very deep in the sand, where you are not going to be able to pull it out. But you can easily swat at the bird.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll swat at the bird, and then I'm going to look around and see what else is here.
You notice as you look around, let's see, Banami and Kit, how high did you roll on your checks again?
Banami rolled a 10.
Kit rolled an 18.
Okay, you guys are fine. So, Banny, you look around and you notice that your other people are nearby. They're just face down into the sand, sleeping, not really paying attention. But you notice that there is a tower, would be described as a lighthouse. But you know it better than that. You know better than that it is not, in fact, a lighthouse, but it is a tower. Can you make a guess as to whose tower that belongs to?
Yeah, I think this is where Banny grew up when he was a slave. And he was enslaved by the evil wizard named Fiat. So I'm guessing that's what it is.
That it is.
Yeah.
So with that being said, roll. I think in this case, it's fair to say that your character kind of would know this is not real.
I just have to ask a question real quick. Is Fiat a farmer?
That's a good question. I mean, Fiat is a wizard.
Farmer of experiments, maybe of souls, who knows? So as you are looking around, you notice that somebody begins to leave the tower, and a few people that are sitting there waiting on the beach, but everybody seems scared. But you notice that he's looking at you, and he's making his way over to you. How would you describe what he looks like?
Well, here's a question, though. Do I know that this is a dream, or do I believe that this is all happening?
That's a good question. You know, I originally was going to say that you know this is a dream, but let's roll. Roll another wisdom check. Actually, you know what? Based on how low your wisdom check was, which was a 3 or a 5, was it?
It was a 3.
Was your, Okay, yeah, you think this is real.
Right, because, I mean, you think Banny slept outside on purpose? He knows that Laura Lee does weird stuff like this, so he would be... That's one of the reasons he's avoiding it. So if he is, like, conscious or awake or remembers that he's dreaming, this wouldn't bother him as much. But, you know, when you're in a dream, sometimes you don't think about other stuff. You're just in it, right? So that's why I asked.
So I'd say that your character believes this to be real.
Okay.
So as you see this, he looks at you and he makes his way over to you. And I say, how would you describe his appearance?
The yacht is like, it looks a lot just like a traditional, you know, wizard you would think, you know, with the hat and the long scraggly beard. But he's very, like, big. He's very, like, gluttonous. He's got, like, a big belly and just a big, like, a presence in him. And kind of greasy, sweaty, and he smells bad.
Okay. Does he dress as... So he doesn't dress like he's a noble of any sort?
He...
Like a noble wizard, or he's just, like, grungy-looking wizard?
He is, like... Well, no, he is, like, greasy and sweaty himself, and his clothes are, but his clothes are nice clothes.
Gotcha.
He's not a noble. He's more of a person that just accumulated money in not noble ways. So he wears more of a clothes, you know, but like a banker type person than it would be like a, you know, a person with a position of responsibility or power.
Okay. So he goes and heads over to you, and he goes, "All right, it's your turn."
Do I know what he's talking about, like, from my memory?
You know that it's testing time, experiments.
Right.
So everybody around you has a relief of, like, a sigh. Like, they're just really good to know that they're not the ones up next, and that it is you instead.
Hmm.
At this point, he puts his hand on the chains, and the chains magically detach, as he's able to hold on to them, and they become tethered to him magically. And he begins to make his way back to the tower. He starts taking you along with him.
Okay, well, I want to get out of the chains.
So you try to fight it?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you try to get out of it?
Try to pull my arms out.
So you're going to do a... sleight of hand, trying to slip out.
Mm.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Sleight of hand, 15.
So you're just about to get loose, and he notices, and he says an incantation, and he notices that the chains tighten very uncomfortably to the point where you feel like the circulation in your hands are just going, you know, numb. You're going numb. And all of a sudden, the chain around your neck that you forgot was there starts to tighten. He's like, save your energy.
I want to try to spit on him. I would yell and try to spit on him.
Okay. I say successfully you managed to do that. And he doesn't seem to be bothered by that. And he
rolled to see how big the loogie was. I hawked on him.
roll. You want to see how big it was?
I want a big hefty one. I want.
Okay, roll dexterity.
12.
It was a. You feel like you could have done better if the chain wasn't tightening around your neck.
Okay, I'm disappointed then. All right, well, it feels like I can't really fight it, so...
So do you just continue to walk with him, or do you let him drag you?
I'll walk with him for now, but I'm looking for ways to not, you know, right now I'm complying, but I'm looking for ways to not.
At this point, you see, he goes, "See, that's a very good boy. See, you just need to do what you're told, and everything will go according to plan." At this point, Banambi and Kit, you wake up to Laura Lee screaming. She's clearly having a nightmare.
Kit runs into her room and kind of tries to wake her up and kind of curls up with her to warm her up or whatever. You know, because people, when they're having nightmares, they're cold sometimes.
You doing so? You know how I've ever seen somebody sleepwalk? They kind of sometimes have their eyes open when they're, you know, having a said, you know, dream. You notice that her eyes are black as she's continuing to scream.
Kit tries to insert herself into the nightmare and give her happy thoughts.
Ooh, I forgot you could do it's like almost like a showing, you know, vision, like the vision of fireworks kind of a thing.
Yes.
So when you do that, you may not have expected this, but you find yourself next to Banny.
Well, this is not a fun dream.
As this happens, the wizard does not appear to notice Kit right away, at least.
And I notice Kit?
Roll perception check, or I'm assuming, actually, no, yeah, you would, because she says something, so you notice.
Okay, and that would break my illusion, right, of being in...
Yes, but you also realize that you're still actually, like, struggling and choking. Like, this does, it feels real. Like, regardless, it's physically causing you pain in the stream.
Can I talk?
Yes, but you can feel like there's some straining going on.
Am I also chained up, or
nope,
am I just
you're
there?
You're perfectly fine. You're just there.
Oh,
so
good.
I just look at Kit, and I'm like, oh, shit. I knew it.
Kit cast Eldritch Blast at the fucker that is hurting her friend.
Okay. Do you have to say something when you do this? It's like an incantation?
It has a verbal and semantic component, yes.
Okay. He's going to try to counter your spell. I don't have that in my head, but again, ding. I know that it's... What spell slot is that? Or is it a cantrip?
It's a cantrip.
Yeah, then he cancels it.
Okay. Kit summons a very large weapon, the biggest one she could think of, as big as Banambe, and tries to just fucking land it on his head.
As you do that, I'll let you try to attempt that, but you notice that he raises his hand up, and you notice that the sand just aside from you, like, you guys are on, like, stone pavement at this point as you're about to walk into the castle, but maybe about 50, 60 feet away, where the beach is, you notice that sand golems begin to appear from the sand itself. At least three of them, the size of Banambe. Haven't quite fully formed yet, but you do start to see them, and they look not so happy. And before you make your first attack, he looks at you and goes, I suppose I could use another experiment. It's another test subject.
And a choking Banny says, I have a bad feeling about this.
So go ahead, Kit. What were you going to do?
Whack him with my very large whacking stick.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for attack.
Her hit was 10, and her... damage. Well, the damage is set up incorrectly. I've got it set for a long sword, but it's probably more of a great sword because of how large it is.
Is it beneficial for you, or is it not beneficial for you?
What do you mean?
Are you taking a disadvantage from this, or is this better for you as far as rolls are concerned?
Oh, it would just be a different damage roll.
I know. What I'm saying is if you're taking higher damage here or you're dishing more damage, I'm okay with that. If you're not, then if you want, you can look up what the proper one is.
Oh, a great sword is 2d6. I know what it is.
Okay. Well, perfect. You're fine. Then you're good. Just tell me what it is then.
It'd be... she rolled a 10 to hit and damage is 15. Because apparently I can't roll shit to hit, but I can max my fucking damage roll.
So what was the attack then?
10.
Okay, so then it misses.
It's a very comically large weapon.
At this point, you get one more attack before one of the golems can reach you.
Oh, I rolled a 22 to hit this time.
Okay, and go ahead and roll for damage.
And 11 to damage.
Okay, as you slice across his stomach, not realizing that he is a man of science and magic, he not only does experiments on others, but he has done experiments on himself. Experiments that he knows that would be successful. And as you cut down his stomach right across, instead of blood coming out, you see acid pour out. How close would you say Banny was? Banny, roll a d20 for me, dexterity, see if you can dodge the acid.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess the chain is probably 3 feet long. No, maybe 6, because he lives, that's how he lives, right, chained up?
Yeah, but he's also been pulling it in close, the idea being.
He roll...
You get out of the way, you're fine. But you notice that the blood, or what should be his blood, hits the chains. They do singe a little bit, but they don't cut through. At this point, Banambe, what would you be doing?
Guess I get up and...
You woke up, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that screaming woke me up, so I go over and check on Laurel and see what's going on.
So you witness Kit falling to the ground, as you know, you got there pretty close to the same time, but when you get there, you and Benito kind of got there at the same time. You notice that seconds after you got there, Kit did something and then she dropped to the ground, similar to when you first met Laurel Lee.
Okay, so I caught that part. All right, I'll go over to Laurel and sort of, you know, grab her by the arm slightly and just talk to her, like, Laurel, can you hear my voice? Just listen for my voice. Focus on me. Listen to me. Follow my voice wherever you are right now. Listen to me. Tell me what's going on.
As you do that, you notice that Benito kind of gets on the other side of the bed, and you see him rubbing his palms of his hands together. He's kind of doing some kind of like humming sound. You kind of see some, not smoke, but steam almost, or just heat kind of coming off of his hands, and he does this for a while. You don't know what he's doing, but it's clearly something either magical or something along those lines. Going back to Kit, at this point, the golem, one of the golems reaches over to grab you, rolls a 16.
He does not hit.
He does not.
He does not hit.
Are you sure? I don't believe it. Does he miss? Is that your AC 16 or higher?
Yeah, Kit has an 18 AC.
God damn. Well then. All right, so with that, he just misses, a little more than just misses, fortunately for you. The ones behind him approach. So the next turn, three of them will be attacking you. At this point, you notice that this wizard's wounds heal up. And then at this point, he picks up Banny and tosses him in the door in the castle, and he slams the door shut. And now he's focused solely on you. And as Banny gets tossed in, he looks around. You can notice all the different vials and fluids and stuff that are around. And do a wisdom check. This is going to be more of like a sanity, like PTSD check, if you will. Which I believe you have a brave. You can roll advantage on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let me check that real quick. Yeah, I do have brave.
So you can roll advantage on your check here.
You said wisdom?
Yeah, it's going to be more like a sanity, kind of like stressed out situation. So I think that would constitute here. But it would be wisdom, yeah.
Natural 20.
Nice. So you begin to feel the utmost level of panic, but you catch yourself in time before letting it go down that rabbit hole of sorts, realizing that this is not real. You are able to make a conscious, you know, decision in what's going on, but you can't help but look at the horrors that are before you. The memories that you had when you were in here before, but you witnessed the jars of botched experiments, creatures all stacked up, and you see even a couple of them that maybe have fallen prior to you being in here, and they're all disformed and just discolored and things that you just never would wish anybody on your worst enemies. And also you see a table full of blades and sharp utensils, as well as the table that he was probably going to strap you in.
Okay, so I realize this is something, you know, not quote unquote real. It's a figment of someone's imagination. Do I recognize any of the various potions and things that are around the room that could be used to help me break out of my chains?
No, nothing is labeled. At least not that you can understand. They do have labels on them, but you find from your experience here, you know he has a spell that only makes them visible. And there's an actual spell for that. It's like a inscription, something. I can't think of the top of my head. But it only appears when a certain person that goes approaches it.
Gotcha. And then am I able to try to get out of my chains again?
Sure. At this point you roll disadvantage because they're still clasped like tight onto you.
What are we rolling?
Sleight of hand with disadvantage.
I didn't roll disadvantage, so let me roll one more time. So, just so you know, Zanefold.
20 doesn't count, buddy. I haven't even looked. I just let you know right now, 20 doesn't count.
No, I just want to let you know that I rolled disadvantage. The first one was a natural 20. Second one is natural 1.
Oh, well, that 20 doesn't count. I'm sorry to say this. Sorry.
You know what? Because of my race, I am lucky when I roll a d20.
Oh shit!
Roll again. Ability check or saving throw, I can re-roll the die and I have to use the next roll.
Alright, that's legit. Okay.
We'll roll one more time.
I swear to God, if you get another nat 1, I'm just gonna like be like, oh my god, are you kidding me, right?
Don't put that hex on me.
I haven't hexed anybody!
Rolling that nat 1 and then using lucky to roll again, I have rolled a 23.
So you dislocate one of your wrists and one of your ankles, but you do manage to get them off. And when in any way, shape, or form, you should not have been able to do that.
Right.
However, the one around your neck is not going to come off. But that's okay. Struggling to breathe a little bit, but you could still move about as you need.
Right. And then am I like just monkey guy with no equipment or clothes or armor?
Correct.
Do I have all my stuff?
You do not have your stuff.
Okay.
At this point, we're going to go back to Kit. You can do one more attack, Kit, and then they're going to, all four of them are going to attack you.
Okay, so as a free action, Kit will attempt to yell at Laurel to let her know that we are in here and she needs to wake up. Laurel! Wake up, Laurel!
That does not do anything, based on my roll. And after that, you said it was a free, like a bonus action?
Yeah, speaking is a free action.
I'm sorry, okay.
She attempted to whack him with her very large whacking stick and rolled a 7.
Okay. At this point, you find it strange that he manages to catch it in midair. He seems to almost like it hurt himself a little bit, but you find it sizzled your blade on the blood or acid sizzled onto your blade, not damaging the blade per se, just catching you off guard, simply put that he caught it in midair and then tossed it away as if it was just a toy. Not out of your hands, but just away from him. At this point, he takes time to channel a spell, which begins to summon chains that appear before you. They don't do anything yet, but they just begin to manifest in front of him. It's clear that he wants to put them on you. However, at this point, three golems approach you. So one rolled a 8, one rolled a 19, and one rolled a 12. So the 19 one gets you. Rather than hitting you like you thought it was going to do, it covers you, like almost like as if the hand kind of surrounds you in sand and begins to harden. It's clear he's trying to grapple you, and he holds you in place. At this point, we're going back to Banambi. You're trying to wake her up, and going back at the Benito, he appears to, you see his hands emit a slight, like a little bit of light, and he goes and puts his palms of his hands on her forehead and the side of her head. You see the blackness in her eyes very slowly dissipate, and they go back to regular eyes that she had before.
Thank you for listening to Dungeons and Banano. This session was brought to you by Jaded as Kit, Bosco as Banambi, Champ Rockwell, that's me, as Banny, and Zanefold as the Dungeon Master. Thanks to Discord user Noise for making the intro music, and of course, for those that make it all possible, the Banano community. Make sure to check the episode description to find the Dungeons and Banano Discord, where you can talk Banano, dungeons, and all kinds of cool shit any time of the day.